Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, back here on the Connor Abber Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Big thank you again to Joey Machado and Omaha Baseball for sending him our way on loan today as they make their way down to Tulsa. Good baseball convo and Omaha baseball convo. Omaha about to take the center stage for baseball here in the next few weeks in the run-up to the road to Omaha, and then, of course, the show itself. But why don't we take a phone call here? Random Mike, I've been told this is somewhat topical. Topical Mike? Hello, Mike.
Hey, nice interview. That's a neat kid. You got to root for him.
Yeah, really good.
Maybe they'll go really far.
Who knows?
Hey, Nebraska softball years ago did a similar thing to what Purdue did. And I gave Josh the site in the Lincoln Journal. Did you know Todd Henrich? He used to be the editor, sports editor for the Journal.
I do not know.
And he also covered softball and volleyball, I guess. And I used to talk to him a bit then. And this was from 2006. They canceled the game, a softball game with A&M. And baseball, you know, kind of plays at the same time a lot as softball there, which kind of annoys me because I like to go to both, you know,
right.
In Lincoln.
Right.
And it was kind of borderline weather. And then it got better. And softball canceled, and baseball played.
Hmm.
And he was covering softball, and he was furious. And it was A&M, and these are two good teams. And I remember talking to him at the time, and you got to read what he wrote because he nailed him. And basically, it was where neither team wanted to lose. So it was in their interest to not play for there were other reasons. And there were fans that went there, and they had to leave because they canceled the game. In baseball, same weather, played. And like I say, he wrote a great article or column, you know, call it what you want. My feeling is, if Purdue, did Kevin Kugler do that game?
Yes, Kugler was supposed to do that because he was tweeting from Purdue, yeah.
He was there?
I believe so.
Have you guys, anybody there talked to him? Did he feel like, hey, they should have played?
I think a lot of people feel that way, or at least that they could have. Yeah,
but he was there. I mean, did he feel like, hey, this was not handled like it normally would have been handled?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Kugler.
He was probably not available for comment on such a matter.
I mean, if there's good evidence that they didn't show good faith, the Big Ten should take action. I mean, and what can they do? Hey, we're not going to reward what you did. It was a lack of integrity. I mean, there are other teams involved. This is not the way to do it. You're not going to be rewarded by going to the Big Ten tournament. And the next team that is eligible will go. Happens to be Nebraska. Not that we deserve it. You see what I'm saying? The Big Ten should take action.
They should have taken
action beforehand.
That's where I agree with you, Mike. I think the Big Ten should have a bigger say on these situations than they do on rainouts. Now, you don't want to – I don't know if the right way to go is to make it, you know, hard and fast rules across the league, because there's different scenarios, different situations, and there's stuff that matters more and stuff that doesn't. But in this specific case, I think the Big Ten should have had some influence. Yeah.
I mean, if they're on top of it, but you know, who cares about baseball? And you know, the commissioner's office, you know, they've had problems dealing with all kinds of things. But I mean, they could have moved the game up earlier. I mean, you know what the forecast is. They could have played a doubleheader. And apparently, how many hours did it not rain?
Yeah. They had a window to play. Apparently, the storms moved through pretty quickly.
But to me, I wasn't there. I'd be interested what Kugler thought, what the umpires thought. Because who makes it? Isn't it the home team that makes the decision initially?
I would think that it would be a discussion between the two teams. Yeah, but I mean, if Purdue had the idea of like, hey, you know, it doesn't really do us any good to do this. And they took that to Maryland and said that. And Maryland said, well, it doesn't really do us any good either. We'll go with that. And we got to catch the flight out of here. Okay. That's how that went.
Yeah, where's the conference in this? I mean, where's the commissioners?
I agree. I totally agree with that.
It's disgusting, but it's like if Coogler says, look, there's bad faith there. I mean, they should have played. They could have played. They should not be rewarded. It's not too late. I mean, to randomly move on, Nick Saban, he did apologize.
He did. He said, I shouldn't have singled anybody out.
But then he doubled down, like you said, so we were both right.
Yeah.
In a way, he was right. I mean, what he was saying. But again, I'm into the senior moment thing. Did you hear what Tony La Russa said about this racist remark?
I did not hear what Tony La Russa said on this, but I know the controversy, yes.
Well, he threw gas on the fire.
Sure.
Talking to the New York media, and he just said, hey, it's racist, and the media said back to him, well, that's a very serious charge. And he said, this is as serious as it gets. And then when you look at the details of what happened, this guy himself compared himself to Jackie. Hey, I'm the Jackie Robinson of having fun.
That is correct.
Somebody calls him Jackie.
Yeah, he said that a couple years ago.
He was the one that brought it up.
Yeah. The White Sox are contending. I don't know if you saw Liam Hendricks' comments, but the White Sox are contending basically that these two, Donaldson and Tim Anderson, aren't necessarily, you know, they aren't friends, and that Donaldson doesn't have, you know, the equity built up to say something like that to him in that situation. That's the contention.
Yeah, but to say that that's racist and this is as bad as it gets.
It's a bit strong.
That's disgusting.
It's a bit strong, yes.
And Tony's such a smart guy. Again, as is Saban, I mean, these guys are as good. Look, I'm a Cubs fan. If they had Tony La Russa, which they could have had numerous occasions, they might have won 3 World Series instead.
Just remember what Tony La Russa said when he got a DUI. I'm a Hall of Fame baseball guy.
Yeah, and he was drunk. He was drunk and old.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
Tony La Russa, put it on a t-shirt. I'm sure people have. I'm a Hall of Fame baseball guy.
It did warrant our first poll question of the day.
New poll alert.
Haven't played that in a while. I took the time to make it. I should play it more.
Thank you.
Is Tony La Russa a smart guy? Yes or no?
He's not viewed that way really anymore.
He's not viewed that way on this side of the board, no.
There's many who contend that if the White Sox had a little bit of a different managerial perspective, that they could be destroying everybody in the American League Central. They're still going to win it, I think, but maybe
you're saying a 77-year-old man might not be the best to speak to the youth in that locker room?
Well, for an up-and-coming team and with a lot of young, exciting, energetic players from all races and backgrounds.
77-year-old Tony La Russa might not be the guy. It's interesting.
The story that Mike was referencing on the softball, I was trying to pull it up. I can't read the whole story, but I do have the lead for you. Would you like to hear it?
I would love it.
College softball might have a credibility problem.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Throw the hammer down in the first sentence. It's good writing.
Start.
Who wrote that? It's good writing.
That's that guy, Todd.
Oh, Todd wrote that.
Yeah.
I was on the phone when.
He was talking about Todd.
The call started.
College softball might have a credibility problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ask head coach Ron Revell. Explained all the factors that went into the decision to cancel the game. I couldn't help but ask myself if the same decision would have been made in any other sport. I go down the list. Texas A&M spent $12,000 to, you know, get here. That's what it says. Nebraska traveled to College Station. That's what it costs for a weekend series. Whatever. This happens. This happens in baseball and softball. That shouldn't be forgotten about here. So it's a good reminder before we act like, oh, this would never happen here. You can't say that unequivocally. I do believe you can't say that when Will Bolt's your head coach. It's not in his DNA. It's not in his DNA. But my issue is the fact that it's left up to the coaches and it's left up to what could be best for them in the moment is a little frustrating to me. That's where I look back to the Big Ten Conference. And it's not about the Big Ten Conference hating Nebraska. It's about the Big Ten Conference not
caring about baseball.
Caring about baseball.
Yeah, you guys work it out. We got other things going on.
Figure it out. Like we were saying earlier on the crossover. Well, if Michigan decides they want to back out of the game with Ohio State because the weather's too bad and they're worried about their player safety and they got a flight to catch, what happens then?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, public opinion would never allow them to do that, just as it wouldn't have in the Purdue-Maryland case if Maryland had said, actually, let's play today. So this takes two teams agreeing to it. But also, the Big Ten says, whoa, no. No. Never, not in a million years. You go back to that stadium right now.
You're gonna drive back there. We'll get you a police escort to drive back there.
You're playing this game at scheduled time. And that's the story. Sorry. Actually, not sorry. Go back.
Pop some zinc before the game. You'll be fine.
So yeah. And those are apples and oranges for sure. Those are different things. All right. Like I said, 402-951-1620, that's the number to call or text the show. You can do so all throughout the show today. Next, we have the odd news from over the weekend. Should be a pile of oddness.
Oh, yeah.
Josh will bring to us next here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.